91X News.
It's 13 degrees and partly cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good evening, I'm John Baldrick. Big bucks are being poured into the Bay of Quinte to help get rid of stuff that just shouldn't be there. Jose DeBarros has more on the story.
Almost $500,000 will be given to help clean up the Bay of Quinte. The money will come from the Great Lakes Sustainability Fund. The federal program provides funding to improve water in the Great Lakes region. The money will go to reducing nutrients such as phosphorus, responsible for plant and algae growth in water. Bay of Quinte Remedial Action Plan spokesperson Sarah Midland-Jones says phosphorus is a problem in the bay.
Over the years, it's come from a variety of sources, from sewage treatment plants, from agriculture, from industrial sources. It's one of those things that's sort of ubiquitous on the landscape.
Lower Trent Conservation and the City of Quinte West will also get funding from the program. Jose DeBarros, 91X News, Belleville.
A murder trial has begun in the Friendly City. Trial proceedings began today in the Miles Hughes case. The now 22-year-old faces charges of second-degree murder and attempted murder. Just over 2 years ago, Hughes allegedly shot and killed 24-year-old Roy Mays Jr. at a St. Patrick's Day house party at a Victoria Street apartment. Hughes is also accused of attempted murder after Justin Coughlin was struck by a bullet in the same incident. A suspect has been detained Monday in a shooting attack at an Oakland Christian University that sources said has left at least 5 people dead. Law enforcement sources close to the investigation told the Associated Press that at least 5 people have died this morning after a shooting at Oikos University. Lieutenant Ted Horvath of the Almada Police Department says police had picked someone up at a shopping center a short distance away from where the shootings took place.
We detained somebody down at South Shore Center and that they believe he is involved in this.
4 victims arrived at Highland Hospital for treatment, said spokeswoman Jerry Randup. Television reports say the shooter was a student and opened fire in a classroom. A former tobacco executive has admitted to helping destroy research documents in the 1990s. The testimony came today in the largest class action suit in Canadian history and the first trial of its kind involving cigarette companies in the country. 2 groups of claimants are arguing in a Montreal courtroom that they were duped by 3 cigarette companies or suffered health problems. A witness in the $27 billion case, Roger Ackman, has testified that when he was vice president of legal affairs at Imperial Tobacco, he participated in the destruction of documents. But during his testimony today, he suffered from memory blanks. He said he didn't remember why the documents were destroyed, who asked for them to be destroyed, or what specifically was in the documents. Stephen Harper says joining the new Trans-Pacific Partnership fits with Canada's push for more open trade with a number of countries. But after a meeting in Washington with the U.S. and Mexican counterparts, the Prime Minister said his government would fight to retain supply management systems for some industries if Canada joins the free trade group.
Canada will attempt to promote and to defend Canada's interests, not just across the economy, but in individual sectors as well.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership is a proposed tariff-free zone that would include 500 million consumers from 9 countries, including Australia, Malaysia, Vietnam, Singapore, and Chile. 2 weeks before Canada unveils its plan for open government at a major international meeting in Brazil, the federal blueprint remains largely a mystery. A pro-democracy group says the Conservatives are already failing to meet their commitments under the Global Open Government Partnership. Duff Conacher, a board member of Ottawa-based Democracy Watch, says the government hasn't properly consulted Canadians on making its operations more open and accountable, a requirement of membership in the global partnership. Delegates from 53 countries, including Canada, plan to gather in Brasilia on April 17th to 18th for the annual meeting of the partnership. Participating countries will deliver action plans that spell out commitments on open government. Canada says its plan will focus on improving public services, increasing public integrity, and more effectively managing public resources, but has offered no specific details. Presque Isle Provincial Park is hoping for more perfect weather for its next migration festival. Keenan Weaver has more.
Presque Isle Provincial Park is gearing up for its next Big Bird Showcase event, Warblers and Wimbrels, on May 19th. Quacks and waddles were all too common at their Waterfowl Festival on the weekend of March 17th. Lisa McPherson is the temporary natural heritage education leader at Presque Isle. She says they had more visitors but fewer birds than previous years, mostly caused by the weather.
Well, they came through a little bit earlier than what our weekend was held. A lot of the times you see them coming in really big numbers very close as the ice comes out. and our ice was already completely melted out.
The Friends of Presque Isle also hosted a barbecue, and the park ran educational events for kids at the Nature Center.
They got duck bracelets to see what kind of ducks they were. We made duck hats. We had coloring sheets. You can make stamps. Tons of different things like that.
Volunteers were set up with binoculars and scopes to help showcase the migrating ducks, geese, and swans. Keenan Weaver, 91X News, Belleville.
All right, team, that was great. If we keep this up, we'll make it to the finals.
So, Dad, how about a reward? You could take us out for lunch.
You got it. It's pizza time at Brenda's Pizza Factory. I can feed the entire team delicious, healthy homemade food without breaking the bank. What do you say, boys?
Brenda's Pizza Factory, with three locations to serve you. In Belleville, call 968-3336, and in Napanee, 354-3000.
Good afternoon, I'm Dan Canatero of 91X Sports. The Belleville Bulls are on the edge of elimination tonight as they host the Ottawa 67s. The series is 3-2 for Ottawa. All home teams have won in the series, but the Bulls are looking to snap that pattern. To do that, they will have to shut down OHL leading goal scorer during the regular season, Tyler Toffoli. Toffoli already has 7 points this series. We'll see if the Bulls can force Game 7. March Madness resumes tonight, and it's the final of the biggest college basketball tournament in history. Behemoths in the basketball tournament of the world's greatest traditions and powerful history, Kansas and Kentucky, are on a collision course with destiny. Tonight's matchup involves the two winningest college basketball programs in history, the Kentucky Wildcats and the Kansas City Jayhawks. The game also involves the two best prospects in basketball. Kentucky forward Anthony Davis reportedly won 9th Player of the Year and also expected to go first overall in the upcoming NBA draft. Kansas star Thomas Robinson is the other prospect the scouts will be watching closely. Robinson is expected to get 2nd overall pick or 3rd. Kentucky guard Darius Miller says it's an honor to be playing in the national championship.
We worked extremely hard to get to this point. I feel like we've all did a great job throughout the whole year, and this is what we've been reaching for. So at the end of this game, we have a chance to win a national championship. It's an opportunity that not most people get, and you can't really explain it in words. I mean, just you have to experience it, and for me to be able to experience it with these guys who I've grown to be brothers with, I mean, it means a lot to me.
Tip-off is just after 8 p.m. In the CFL today, the Bombers released last season's financial results today. They sold out 8 home games and a record 21,000 season tickets. It was also supposed to be their last season at the old Canada Inn Stadium. But construction delays at the new Investors Group field mean they will play at least one exhibition game at the old stadium. The Bombers finished first in the East last season, but lost to the Grey Cup to the BC Lions. Reporter Scott Edmonds has a story.
Despite their Grey Cup loss, 2011 was the best on record for the Bombers at the bank. They had a record profit of more than $3 million from operations, although it dropped to about $2.3 million because of development costs for their new stadium. Chief Operating Officer Jim Bell credits record season ticket sales.
When we reached over 21,000, we thought, wow, this could be a very, very special year.
The team's accumulated surplus now stands at about $6.6 million. Scott Edmonds, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
Winnipeg is expecting to have a successful season next year with the new stadium. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's John Boldrick with 91x Weather.
Tonight, clearing with a low of -3. Tuesday, we're going to see a bunch of sun, but increasing cloudiness in the afternoon and a high of 7. And tomorrow night, expect it to be mainly cloudy with a low of -1. Right now, it's 13 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero for 91X News.